Today on the show, I'm speaking with Sonia Ricotti, and she talks about how to pick yourself up and get yourself out of a bad situation fast. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm Natalie Ledwell, and this is The Inspiration Show. And today, my special guest is Sonia Ricotti. How are you, Sonia?
I'm great. How are you?
Fabulous. Thank you. Sonia is the best-selling author of Unsinkable, and she has it's been doing this type of work for quite some time now. So what we might do is, for those people that aren't familiar with you and the work that you do, what is your background, and what is the work that you do right now?
Okay, well, first of all, I've written a couple of books that have been number one bestsellers. The first one is The Law of Attraction, Plain and Simple. And the second one is called Unsinkable, How to Bounce Back Quickly When Life Knocks You Down.
Right.
And what I do is I help people bounce back from tough times, and I help people lead their greatest lives and really be able to manifest their true dream life.
Right. So what was the inspiration behind writing the book? Because I know that you went through quite a journey. And so the book that you've written is really from the experience that you've gone through yourself.
Exactly. Well, when I decided to write Unsinkable, it was just after going through a really tough time in my life. And, you know, in life, things happen. You know, maybe one year we might have financial problems, and then another year it might be a relationship problem. Another year might be health issues. I mean, you know, that's life. You have ups, downs, things happen. For me, everything happened all at once. I lost my home due to foreclosure. I had a very serious blood clot right under my left arm, which required emergency treatment. I had relationship problems. We ended up breaking up. I had six-figure debt. What else did I have going on? I had so many things. And also, my ex was an alcoholic, so having to deal with the trials and tribulations of being with an alcoholic as well, which, you know, if you've ever have somebody in your life that is an alcoholic and you've been around that, you know that's a really tough time for everybody involved. And so I was going through all that one time, and I really did hit rock bottom. And I remember I was in a place where I didn't know what, you know, which way to turn, what I was going to do, how I was going to get out of my situation. And I knew in that moment, when I finally broke down and hit rock bottom, where I really felt like, you know what, maybe I should just end this. This is just really, really painful. I mean, I didn't really want to end my life. I just wanted the pain to stop. That's what I wanted, is the pain to stop. I didn't know how to, though. And so for me, it was a really critical time in my life, and a crucial, pivotal moment at that moment, because I remember crying and crying and letting it all out and allowing myself to feel the way I felt, and just allowing to myself to just release it. Because, you know, we've always been taught that when something bad happens, be positive, especially with the law of attraction and all that kind of stuff, and the importance of feeling good and being positive. And as soon as we don't feel good, because we're now aware of the law of attraction, we recognize that we're actually generating negative energy, then we get even more stressed out and go, oh my God, now I actually am aware that I'm generating negative energy. And then you're generating even more negative energy because you're stressed out about the fact that you're generating negative energy, right? So what happens is that in that moment, instead of worrying about that, I just surrendered to what was going on. And I said, you know what? Yes, something bad is happening. And it's okay to feel bad right now. And I allowed myself to feel that. And I released it. And what I always say is, it's okay to feel bad when something bad happens. It's just that if it's 2 years later and you still feel bad, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
You're taking it wrong. Okay?
Yeah.
And so it's really important to be able to allow yourself to experience it in order to be able to release it and move forward. And that was a huge thing for me, because when I allowed myself to do that, I remember getting up and just going, walking over to my bedroom window. And I remember thinking to myself, I was feeling better already, just because I was crying like somebody was killing me. Like, seriously, I released it like you wouldn't believe. And I ended up just staring out the window, and I just remember saying, listen, you know, I can't figure it. I always say look for the silver lining in every situation because that immediately makes you feel better. I couldn't figure that out. I was in a place where I couldn't figure it out. I just remember looking out the window and I said, I don't know why this is happening. But one thing I do know is something great, amazing, huge, incredible, bigger than me is going to come out of it. Because there's no way in heck that I'm going through all this stuff for nothing. I'm sorry. It's just something amazing is going to come out of it. And I made sure of that. And I created this declaration. So if anyone's going through a tough time right now and you don't know how to get out of your situation, do what I did. Create a declaration where you say something amazing is going to happen. Even if you don't know what that is, you don't even need to know what that is right at that moment. But as soon as you do, you're releasing that to the universe. You are saying, I am ready for great things to come to me. Please send them to me now.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. And about 2 weeks later, I was walking up the stairs in that house that we ended up losing. And I remember the word unsinkable came to me. And I knew exactly what that meant. That was the title of my next book, How to Bounce Back Quickly When Life Knocks You Down. And I remember thinking, well, that's interesting that I'm thinking that I want to do that. Because the reality is I'm knocked down right now and I have no idea how to bounce back. But I remember thinking, you know what? You better learn how and do it fast. And so that way you can teach that to the world. And that's what happened. I turned it around so fast. Within months, everything turned around. My health, finances, everything just completely turned around. And now I truly am living my greatest life on all levels, on all levels. And so that is my message. My message is that you can turn things around. You can bounce back super, super fast. And that's what I'm teaching today. And it really comes down to three steps. Mm. And that has been my message all along.
Right. And you know, I love how you say that. Like I have this thing too when I'm going through a difficult situation. I always think about what the story is going to be. You know, being Australian, you know, we love to tell stories and we like to make them as entertaining as possible. But sometimes we don't have to add a lot of flavor to the story because it's entertaining enough as it is. But I always, even when I'm going through it, I'm like thinking, you know, when I get through this and I'm telling this story and I'm inspiring other people through it, this is how it's going to turn out. And you kind of, I think too, by helping doing that and kind of visualizing the way it's going to turn out or trying to, you know, see that, it actually helps you get through that as well. So if there are any let's say that someone's going through a pretty rough trot at the moment and they're not feeling so great, What are a couple of things that they can do right now that can help to elevate them or at least get them to see a different perspective of their situation?
Right. Okay, well, the bottom line is this. You can choose to be happy at any given time.
Hmm.
And we all know that. We've heard that said. And then, you know, you're in that situation. And I'm like, I'm trying to choose, but you know what? It's not happening. I'm trying. It's not working. Well, let me tell you, the first thing you need to do is reprogram your conscious mind. You need to recreate your reality and really shift your perspective. Because the bottom line is, if you're not feeling good right now, it's not because of what's happening in your life. Whatever's going on, whether you're in the middle of a divorce, you're about to lose your home, or whatever the situation is, you know, often when we're not happy, we're thinking in our minds, I'm not happy because this event is happening or this is happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that is not why you're feeling the way you do. The reason you're feeling like what happens is you have what's happening outside of you and then you have how you're feeling inside. But the truth is something happens in the middle between those two.
Right.
And what happens is you have a thought about what's going on outside of you. You are telling yourself this wonderful or awful, I should say, story of what's going on in your life. That whatever you're telling yourself, those thoughts, is making you feel the way you do. It's not actually what's going on. That's why you can have 10 different people going through the exact same situation and have 10 different responses or reactions. One's happy, one's sad, you know, all different reactions. It's what's going on in here. And so what's great about that is recognizing that however you react to any given situation, you have control over. What's in here is making you feel the way you feel. It's not what he did, she did, what's going on. It's what you're thinking about what's going on. Mm. It's what you're telling yourself about what's going on. Mm. That is what's making you feel that way. And so once you recognize, you know what, I'm not feeling good. Why am I not feeling good right now? What am I telling myself in this moment? Well, I'm telling myself, well, my husband's leaving me for another woman, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I've been betrayed. All these negative, yucky stuff. Well, no wonder you're not feeling good. Look at what you're telling yourself.
Yeah.
And so it's really important to be able to shift what you're thinking. And that's exciting because that means you have control over how you feel. You have control over how you react. But the only way you can do that is to become aware. And so you need to reprogram your conscious mind. Mm. And the other thing you need to do is really understand when you want to quickly shift your life, you have to recognize that something got you there in the first place. I'm a firm believer in the law of attraction. And, often people think of the law of attraction as something that will bring great things to your life. Yeah, it'll also bring you bad things, okay? So if you don't know how to do it the right way, quote unquote, it's working all the time.
Yeah.
The law of attraction is working all the time. It is what you are, whatever you're resonating with, whatever energy you're putting out there is what you're going to get back. So obviously I was sending out some pretty negative energy in order to attract all that into my life. And so in your life, if you have something that's not working in your life, just ask yourself, let's say it's money. If you have financial problems, if you're having financial problems, I can assure you that there are things in your subconscious mind right now, limiting beliefs and negative beliefs at the subconscious level that are sabotaging your success with your finances. And that's with any area of your life. If you have relationship problems, there are limiting and negative beliefs that are sabotaging you. And so it's important to reprogram your subconscious mind. That's the other step, is really recognizing and bringing to the forefront what those negative and limiting beliefs are that are stopping you from actually achieving success in that area. Mm-hmm. And, so if, for instance, for money, if you're thinking in your mind, I have to work hard to make money, or, rich people are unhappy anyway, money doesn't bring you happiness, all these negative things, the truth is those are limiting beliefs. And those limiting beliefs, even though if you're saying consciously, I want to make $1 million, if on the other side, subconsciously, which is way more powerful, by the way, than your conscious mind. Yes, way more powerful than your conscious mind. Then it's really important to recognize that if you're saying it's rich people are unhappy, but you're saying you really want at a subconscious level, and then you're saying I want to make $1 million, it's never going to happen. Because in the back of your mind, at the subconscious level, your limiting belief is rich people are unhappy. Well, you don't want to be unhappy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So your wishes might command. Let's keep you poor. Right. So, it's really important to be able to unleash your subconscious, release the limiting beliefs and negative beliefs at the subconscious level.
Absolutely.
So that's very, very important.
Yeah. I mean, I think too, what you're talking about there is being completely incongruent. You're confusing the universe. You know, on one hand, you're going, yes, I want to make $1 million. But on the other hand, like you said, your subconscious mind is going, no, 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 I don't. So the universe is going, well, what do you want? You want this, you want this, you want this, you want this. I don't know. I don't get it. And you're completely incongruent with what it is that you want to achieve.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, Sonia, thank you. That, like, awesome information. Now, if people want to find out more about you and what it is that you do, where can we send them?
Okay, there's a few places, mm-hmm. but if you want to find out more about the three steps on how to bounce back quickly, I highly recommend that you check out the webinar. It's called the Unsinkable Webinar. You can go to my website at www.leadoutloud.com, and that's leadoutloud.com, and you can get a whole bunch of free stuff, videos, and you can register for that webinar. It's a 2-hour webinar workshop giving you all kinds of amazing content that is super inspirational and will really help you bounce back quickly.
It's awesome. Now guys, if you click on that banner to the side there, you'll go straight through to Sonia's website from there. Now also, Sonia and I have just recorded an amazing call for our SSA membership for this month, which is actually going into detail a lot of the strategies that you can do to pull yourself out of these, you know, difficult situations. Now, there is a banner also to the side over here. You can click on that to find out more about our monthly membership, which includes things like, you know, calls with our amazing transformational leaders like Sonia. We also have our subliminal software. We have, subliminal audios. You have access to me specifically and personally, so you can ask me specific questions. But to find out more about that membership, just click on the SSA banner that's over to the side there. Guys, I encourage you to share this video and all of the information in it. And you can do that by clicking the Facebook and the Twitter share buttons above. And if you haven't done so already, make sure that you put your email in the box above there. I'd love to send you my Manifesting with the Masters video e-course. It has masters like Bob Proctor, John Assaraf, and Joe Vitale. It's valued at $87, but I'd like to give it to you for free. But you have to put your email in the box above there to get that. So guys, until next time, remember to live large, choose courageously, and love without limits. We'll see you soon.